Last week, the residents of Tracy, California, paid their respects to Private First Class Jesse Martinez. The 20-year-old was not the first soldier from this small community outside San Francisco to die in Iraq. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ visited the memorial service and has this report.
Jesse Martinez had plenty of friends. Dozens of snapshots mounted on a placard at the entrance to a Tracy funeral home showed the handsome, dark-haired, smiling young man laughing and posing with others. An uncle, Jeff Reed, says it's not a coincidence that Jesse had company in most of the pictures.
Some of the photos of Jesse in his everyday life with all of his friends. He had a lot of friends and still does.
Martinez died in Iraq July 14th when the military vehicle he was riding in flipped over, killing him and a fellow soldier. Military bagpipes played at the memorial and gravesite ceremonies. Those attending the services included Army Lieutenant Jeremy Bryan, who trained with Martinez at Fort Lewis, Washington.
He was always in a good mood. He was a happy guy, I guess you could say, and it was contagious. You know, if you're around him, he made you happy, you know. So, like I said, he was a good soldier. He was very valued, and he will be missed.
Uncle Jeff Reed says his nephew knew exactly what he wanted to do after his hitch with the military.
The Army was just a stepping stone for Jesse. He had a goal. He wanted to become a police officer.
Reed quickly adds Jesse had a particular kind of police assignment in mind.
One of Jesse's passions was the Oakland Raiders. So I can just imagine Jesse working a Raiders game and getting paid to do it. There would be nothing better in life than that. I know right now Jesse's probably part of God's Raider Nation, and hopefully he has box seats waiting for us.
Ready!
During the services, Army Lieutenant General Edward Soriano, who had traveled to the funeral from Washington State, presented the Bronze Star to Martinez's parents for their son's meritorious service in Iraq. Jesse's father, Manny, an Army veteran, sat stoically. Jesse's mother, Jan, wept when presented with the American flag that had draped her son's casket. Martinez's hometown is an ex-farming community now paved over in concrete and seemingly endless suburban subdivisions. The small city has seen more than its fair share of death in this war. Following services for Jesse Martinez, General Soriano noted that Tracy has already lost 4 soldiers in Iraq.
There's a real closeness, it seems to me, in this community about those kinds of things. Patriotism, support for our military, support for our soldiers. I mean, that's really, really amazing.
The significance of a 3-star general traveling nearly 1,000 miles to attend a private's funeral wasn't lost on those attending the service. Many local residents found the gesture a fitting tribute to their latest war casualty. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.